and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate terms and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Phillips 66 strives to be the neighbor you can depend on, whether it's for their performance gasoline or to satisfy an ice cream sandwich craving. Phillips 66, proud to be here.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. Me, and I gladly stand up next
today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
That song is 30 years old this year. Lee Greenwood, 1984, the spring of 84, that was released. He wrote it and recorded it. And what I find really interesting, for as powerful as that song is, there's not much else that I can tell you about Lee Greenwood or anything else that he did. But, man, did he hit a home run with that thing. Yes. I mean, if everybody, if I don't care how many number three hits or top 10 hits you had, you're a blip on the radar for a while, and then you're gone. This song is never going away. And Lee Greenwood's name will live for a long, 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 long time because of that song. And sometimes we talk about how come nobody ever writes any new Christmas songs? It's the same. Here comes Santa Claus, you know, same songs. Well, here's a case where, I guess for a while people said, well, there's America the Beautiful. We got the Star Spangled Banner. Why, this is my country, land that I love. What, how come you hear that song? What is that song called? You know that song?
I do know.
My country, land that I love. I can't even sing the rest of it. I don't even know the name of that song. Huh. But I'm sure people said, well, how about another patriotic song? And then along comes Lee Greenwood, and wow, and not only another patriotic song, probably one as good as, you know, God Bless America or anything else that was ever done. So welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. The reason we're doing what we're doing today is because I hope for as long as I do this that I never forget to do this. And if Memorial Day, it always falls on a Monday, so we do it the last working day before Monday. And I'm on assignment tomorrow, so I can't do it tomorrow.
What?
But yeah, I know. Yeah. Don't Dan, don't even.
Okay, I won't go there.
Don't even get me started, because I'll get mad.
Yeah.
Here, I'll read you the email that I wrote Mike Dorsey a week ago. Mike, I know that I'm usually on assignment on Fridays, but this coming Friday will be the Friday before Memorial Day, and I would really like to be able to kick off everyone's Memorial Day weekend by reminding them what it is we're supposed to be remembering and paying tribute to. Would it be possible for me to work on Friday, May 22nd, and not be on assignment? His response.
Today is May 22nd. Friday, May 23rd.
Oh, I misread it. I see it now. I misread. Would it be possible for me to work on May 23rd? Here's his response. Hell no.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's the
pretty
response.
Strong.
Stop your sniveling. Stop your whining. Do your assignments on Friday like you're supposed to. Mike Dorsey.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Wow. So I tried. Seriously, though, I think there's a great advantage in doing this today, because a lot of people will start their Memorial Day weekend tomorrow. There'll be people who won't hear this show who normally do, because they'll take off early, hit the road, go to wherever they go, to Lake Carlisle or the Lake of the Ozarks, or up to Pierre Marquette, or on a float, whatever. They'll start early, and we won't get a chance to throw. Now the purpose of this, And I apologize for the fact that it's always sloppy, because we don't plan it. Here's the planning. It was 3 minutes. I came in,
yeah,
and I said, hey, Peon, do we have, and I named three songs, and one of them was new that I wanted to add this year. And he said, yeah, I got them. There was only one he didn't have, so he found it and got it, and that's it. That's the planning. We don't know the order. We don't know any of that, but it doesn't matter, because we never have, and it's worked out just fine. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Memorial Day, I believe that Monday and through this whole weekend, 95%, I'm making this figure up, but I bet I'm close. I think 95% of the people in the United States won't give 2 seconds worth of thought to people in the armed services. They'll barbecue, they'll have a softball game, they'll ski, they'll, you know, whatever, but they're not really, until they see a flag or they see a mention of, then they might, yeah, that's right. This is why we're off this weekend and off Monday. It's Memorial Day. But I don't think they really seriously give it the
unless you have military in your family.
Absolutely. Unless you have. And to me, Memorial Day is not just about remembering people who've passed on. It's remembering, memorial, remembering people who are serving and who are away and who aren't home and can't go to the barbecue or whatever. Now this will have a tendency to get a little bit depressing, and I don't want it to get too depressing. I want it to be somewhat depressing, because I think sometimes people don't have the ability to put themselves in other people's shoes. I have, and I'm so thankful for this, I have always had the ability to become that other person. To literally feel, of course, not the exact pain, but I can empathize with people who are in situations that I'm not in. I think there are, sadly, people who can't do that. Well, that's not me. I don't know anything about that. I can't relate to that. It's too bad, because when you hear that a child gets killed or a teenager is in a head-on collision, you know what I think? I think, oh, my goodness, I got kids. That could have been me. I think of somebody going off to Vietnam. I think got killed. That could have been me. And people my age, I don't think there's anybody my age who doesn't know somebody who got killed in Vietnam. I'm that generation, that Vietnam era. And I don't think a year goes by that somebody doesn't mention a name from high school or whatever, and I'll go, yeah, I wonder whatever happened to him. Killed in Vietnam. Because 50,000 plus were killed in Vietnam. So the chances are we all know somebody who was killed in Vietnam or injured in Vietnam permanently. If you've never seen the Vietnam Wall, I say go see it. Now, World War II, we still have. Not many, but we still have some World War II vets, and we're losing them. I think they say 1,000 a day. Well, my dad's one of those guys. The other thing I find fascinating about people who served, especially in World War II, like my dad, when you talk to my dad, who doesn't talk much, and he's talked more the last 4 or 5 years of his life, just the last 4 or 5 years, than he did in his entire rest of his life. He was not ever a talker. But when you talk to him, and I still notice this today, it seems like at least 80% of what he wants to talk about is his time in the Navy. He only did 2 years in the Navy, but to him, it was so important that it's the single biggest topic he can talk to you about. And I find that very interesting, because he wasn't a career Navy guy. He wasn't a high-ranking naval guy. He was just a quartermaster. But he talks about it as if, he retired after 20 or 30 years. And what that tells me is that that's the one time in his life that he feels that he mattered, that he did something important, because he was never an executive at a company. He was never the supervisor on the job. He was the lunchbox guy who punched in and punched out and did what he was told. And I'm sure he did what he was told, of course, in the military too. But I think that 2 years, I think he thinks that's the one part of his life where he made a significant contribution. And he did, and everybody in there did. But isn't that interesting? Because there's nothing else I've ever heard him talk about where I can almost tell that he wished he had stayed in. And I'm telling you, if he had it to do over, knowing what he knows now, I guarantee he'd have been in there 20, 30 years. Because he just, I don't know that saying he loved it is the right thing to say. I don't know that anybody loves being in the military when there's a battle. There's some guys that do. Some guys just, they eat raw meat. I mean, these guys are born to fight, I think. And then there are people who, I read an article this morning. I spent about 3 hours this morning trying to find something to share with you that I didn't know before. Maybe you didn't know either. And I found a couple of things that are pretty interesting. But one of the things I ran across, and didn't I mention on the air that I thought our new Bob Hope was Toby Keith?
Yes.
Did I say that on the air?
Yeah,
I believe that. Bob Hope, I don't think we've ever had anybody like Bob Hope. And I didn't know till I read this article this morning that Bob Hope, I think it was President Clinton who made him an honorary veteran. I've never heard of anybody being made an honorary veteran, but if ever a guy deserved to be named an honorary veteran. It was Bob Hope. Normally, that would be an insult to veterans. You know, it's like the people that are Dr. so-and-so and their honorary doctorate. That actually irritates me. You didn't do the thesis. You didn't go to the classes. Boo, oh, you call yourself doctor now because you're an honorary doctor. But I don't think there's anybody who minds, from the generals to the privates to the whatever, who minds that Bob Hope was made an honorary veteran.
I wouldn't think
veteran.
So either. I remember watching Bob Hope as a kid on those shows when he did the shows out there on
I would
the ships
love
and
to
everything.
Get the whole collection of all
those are cool.
Of those performances he did. Here's what he said. Bill Clinton, it was 1997, an act of Congress that was signed by Bill Clinton named Bob Hope an honorary veteran. And here's his quote. He said, "I have been given many awards in my lifetime, but to be numbered among the men and women I admire most is the greatest honor I have ever received." And I think he meant it. I think he meant it. And how Bob Hope was able to do all that he did, and I never once saw him cry. I never saw him crying at a hospital when he was visiting. That's a special talent. Because I would have been blubbering like Dick Vermeil. I would have been a crying, babbling baby. He was able to lift these people up and make them laugh and genuinely seem interested. Son, where are you from? And what do you do? What do you do back home? Or what are you going to do when you get back home? That kind of thing. And just when he was with them, it's the one thing they say about Clinton that is the appeal that Bill Clinton has is the fact that he's able to lock in on you. And for the moment, you're the only person in the room. The women, especially, when they say when Clinton is talking to them, they feel like they're the only woman in the room and they're beautiful and they're important. And Bob Hope made these people feel important. And our new Bob Hope is Toby Keith. And we've got some others, the Gary Sinises of the world. You know, you got the on one hand the people whose agents tell them, "Hey, you need to go to this Army base, and we'll get some publicity photos, and this will be good for your career." Then there are the people who actually mean it, and do it without being told to do it. And I think Gary Sinise is in that category. Toby Keith is in that category. And the other thing that came to me today was the question, and I don't know the answer to this: are there any rap or hip hop artists who are going out of their way to do a lot for the men and women in the military, or songs they've come up with that are tributes to them? Maybe there are. I don't know that there are. But country music, and I know there are people listening who listen every day to this show who hate country music. And I get that. I'm okay with that. It's the same way I can't stand rap and hip-hop. You have every right to hate country music. But we're going to play you a couple of things today, and all I'm going to ask is forget that you hate country music. Listen to the words. Just listen to the words and listen to the story told in the song. And you won't even realize it's a country song. You'll just realize that it's a song about somebody who's lost somebody in battle or somebody who misses being home. It's a story. And I think it's easier maybe to tell in country music than any other kind of music. All right, we have no plan. We have no. You're welcome to call. I don't know how many calls we can take. Thursday has become our talent show day. We're going to forgo the talent thing today, and we're just going to do our thing that we do every Memorial Day. So bear with us as we just kind of slop through it and do what we do as we think to do it. And I have a list of things that I want to try to squeeze in here. What I think we ought to do first is do some business, and then when we come back, I'm going to play you a song that we play every Memorial Day, but I have some new information that I dug up about it that I sort of knew, but I didn't know all the details. Do we have John on the
yes,
phone?
Yes, he's on.
Dan,
yeah.
All right, yeah, let's talk there. To a son of a Marine. He didn't serve himself, but his dad was a Marine. Once a Marine, always a Marine. John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm really well. How are you?
I'm good, and I'll tell you why. I'm very proud of what we're about to do, even though we haven't done it. I'm proud of the fact that we do it every year, and I'm embarrassed for the radio business that I get emails from people who bounce around. What was that?
I'm coughing.
Oh, it's a cough.
Okay. People who bounce around the dial and tell me they never hear anywhere else on the dial anybody shut down for 3 hours and give the respect to the men and women in the military that they deserve. It's just business as usual on the radio. We're never going to do that. We're never going to do that Veterans Day, Memorial Day. We're always going to do this. So I'm very proud that we're the only ones that do it.
Well, it just goes to show what a class.
No, no, don't make this about me.
No, I wasn't.
Okay. All right, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to talk about how, I mean, the three of you together. I mean, it takes more than just one person to run that show. So you and Ian and Dan together do a tremendous job, and that's why we literally average probably 1 to 2 plus AM and the PM customers all the time. So, hey, quick little story. I'm going through security, airport meeting, and one of my managers was late, and I was waiting, trying to get him through security. All of a sudden, the head of security at Lambert International Airport, I don't know if his name was Glenn or Gene, but he's, dressed in a suit, and he comes up to me. He goes, I know you. I bought a truck from you. He goes, I listen to you on the Frank Opinion Show all the time.
Wow. Head of security?
Yeah, head of security.
He goes, and I think you're really funny.
No, he didn't say that. He did not say that. He did not say that.
I said, can you help me? I said, see that gentleman? And I wave at Sean Pleasant. I'm like, man, we've got a plane to catch, and I don't think we're going to make it because he's way back there, and it was busy. And he goes, let me take care of that right now. Bam, moving. He goes, excuse me, folks, can I get this gentleman up to the front of the line so he doesn't miss his flight? And everyone was like, that's fine. And we made it with about 5 minutes. That's the power of the AM and the PM show. That's the power of Frank Opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Strauss, Big Ian. You kidding me? You guys are unbelievable.
I would like
I
to
can't
say
how everywhere I go, people will hear my voice and they'll say, Jenny Londa. They don't recognize my face.
So what I'd like to say to listeners is next time you're at the airport and you're kind of way back at the line, just yell at the head, whoever looks like the highest ranking security person, and go, hey, I'm AM and the PM. Can I move to the front of the line? And just see how that works out for you. Probably not very well.
Okay. But that's just the power you have. And we've got the young a soldier in here today in the Army, and he is picking up his new pickup truck, and he'll be popping up here in the office in just a little bit. Try and shake his hand, but I don't know. You said 95%. I sure the heck hope that there's more.
I don't think it's more. I think that 95% of the people over this Memorial Day weekend won't think a lot about the people deployed. I think it'll hit them for a second if they see a sign, a billboard, or something on TV. Don't forget the Memorial Day, whatever. And then it's a passing blip, and they'll go on about their business. That's just the way it is. It's kind of like right after 9/11. Remember all the cars with the flags? I never saw so many little American flags on the windows of cars and antennas of cars. It was tremendous. And everybody was in, we were all united, and we had a common bond. And then what happened to that? I don't know. Politics happened to it, for one thing. And then time, and then we kind of forget. And one of the songs we're going to play today, we don't normally play, but it's Alan Jackson, Where Were You When the World Stopped Turning, about 9/11. It's a tremendous song.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's a great song. And, it's just a lot of the country songs, especially some of the older songs, man, they just talk to you. They just tell a story like no one else can tell a story. And it's a great weekend for family, but it is the time to remember those that gave their lives. And if you remember, there's a great book, The Greatest Generation by Tom Brokaw.
Right.
It's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you cry. It'll make you say, man, that's my mom and my dad and my grandpa. I mean, that's that great generation that really made this country. And we're all just coattails. We're just benefactors of what, our parents and our grandparents before us did to keep us safe and free. So I sure hope it doesn't take another terrorist attack to get people to, get their, maybe sometimes their butts out of their backside and realize, it's a very great, great country that was built by some great pioneers. So, that's why we're closed Monday. A lot of car dealers obviously want to make their people work on that day as opposed to spending time with their family. Not here. No, I'm not that greedy. I want to be at home with my family. I want to hang around and have fun and not think, God, I got 30 or 40 people that are working. You know, they're like, oh, we're only open maybe from 9 to 4, some of these stores. You know, hey, listen, we're here today. We'll stay as late as your great listeners want. We're here tomorrow, Friday. We're here Saturday. We're closed Sunday and Monday. We will always be closed Sunday. I don't care what I've heard about some motorcycle shops not being open on Sunday. Come on. Can't we have one day off a week? So that's the deal. We're closed Sunday and Monday. We'll be back at it hard Tuesday. But some great, great, great deals. Unbelievable deals. And everything's online at LawnDuff.com. Not Landoff, LawnDuff. L-O-N-D-O-F-F. Look at the prices. Look at all the new cars, new trucks, and pre-owned vehicles online. You know what? Or you can still do it the good old-fashioned way. Give us a call at 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. And we are going to take great, great, great care of your awesome listeners, Frank.
All right. Well, you always do, and be ready for a huge Tuesday.
How about that cute couple you talked to, Jerry and Kate?
No, they were a blast.
We hung up, and I'm like, you know what? You know how many people are going to answer their phone? I called you up, and I knew it was, you know, a few minutes after the hour. So you were, you know, the news and whatnot and weather. But, yeah, you really impressed them. You're a good guy. Good guy, Frank.
I thank them for their business and for listening, and we will send you business, certainly today and tomorrow and Saturday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Hi, John.
All right, everyone. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Okay, be safe.
You
drive
too.
Safe.
Okay, bye-bye. There's a documentary that's coming out tomorrow. It's a limited release tomorrow, and I don't want to forget to mention this because I cannot wait to see this. It's called The Hornet's Nest. Has anybody heard about this?
No.
This is a, and I didn't bring the article with me, for two years, these, and I want to say it's a father and son film crew, or a couple of people, they took a camera and for 2 years lived, I mean, in the thick of it in Afghanistan with these soldiers, and they say this thing is in the trailer I watched, it said this is not based on a true story. This is a true story, and it's the actual, it's the real deal. I mean, you're right there when they get up, how they get up, what their day is like, the bad, the good, the sad. I can't wait to see this thing, The Hornet's Nest. The full release is June 6th, but I'm going to check around to see if it's at one of these fringe theaters tomorrow. And I want to see this just as fast as I can because I love stuff like that. We come back and play a song we played before, but maybe give you a little bit of the story behind it that you didn't know. This is our Memorial Day special, if you want to call it that, on the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Yeah, we'll get a look at the highways right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, thanks a lot, Dan. We just got word that there's an accident on eastbound 64 at Highway 111 in Illinois. Other than that, things are just running pretty normal. We just have a little heavy traffic now westbound 270 between Ballas and Mason. Looks like we have the normal slowdowns on westbound 64 between Baugh and 255. Then you've got the construction zone on north and southbound 255 between 270 and Horseshoe Lake Road. And this traffic report, it's brought to you by Purolator Filters. Purolator invented the oil filter 90 years ago right here in the USA. And they've been trusted by professionals and do-it-yourselfers to keep it pure ever since. Purolator, keep it pure. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Station promo.
Out of my way.
The Big 550 KTRS.
I'll listen to this.
Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Kick off your summer with the Cards and Giants at Busch Stadium on May 30th through June 1st in a weekend full of fun and great giveaways for the whole family, including a Cardinals beach towel, a kid's replica Adam Wainwright jersey, and a free ticket to Six Flags. That's not all. All weekend long, kids will receive a free ticket to a future 2014 Cardinals game. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at cardinals.com/promotions.
Matt Holliday clubs a two-run homer.
Fans, this is Matt Holliday. On Sunday, June 1st, we play the San Francisco Giants. That day, kids 48 inches and under will receive a free ticket to Six Flags. Also, for the families, we have a family attractions card. That card offers thousands in savings at local attractions throughout the summer. That's Sunday, June 1st, when we face the Giants. Tickets are available at cardinals.com/promotions.
Home run for Matt Holliday. And his third home run in the last 2 days.
Holland is hiring in your area. Local and regional drivers are wanted. Go to www.hollandregional.com/careers to see the opportunities and apply. Holland's local drivers are paid hourly and receive overtime after 8 hours per day. And they're also home daily. Regional drivers are paid by the mile, working only 5 to 6 days per week, and are provided company-paid hotels while on the road. Full-time driver benefits include company-paid health insurance. Drivers must be at least 21 years of age, have a CDLA with 1 year or 50,000 miles experience, and have a tanker and hazmat endorsement. Come find your new direction at Holland. Your direction awaits at www.hollandregional.com/careers.
Holland is an equal opportunity, affirmative action employer, minorities, females, persons with disabilities, protected veterans.
This is Martin Kilcoyne, and I'm here with Ken Heisey from the Heisey Advisory Group. Ken, I understand you have another retirement income planning workshop, June 5th at the Old Orchard Gallery. Tell me about what you plan to cover.
We do, and we always have a great time at these workshops. They're a lot of fun. I'll be covering risk levels and fees associated with your portfolio, a few things you may not know about mutual funds, retirement income streams, and protecting your nest egg. Just give me a call to register at 314-909-1116.
Who would benefit most from this information?
Anyone within 5 years of retirement, as well as anyone about to retire or already retired. We focus on helping people at this stage create a holistic retirement income plan.
Okay, everyone, write this down. Thursday, June 5th, the Old Orchard Gallery in Webster Groves at 6:30. Call Ken at 314-909-1116 to get registered.
Ken Heisey is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Lori Heisey is a licensed insurance representative.
Ah, spring! The perfect time to visit Chandler Hill Vineyards, the closest full-service winery to the area. Chandler Hill Vineyards offers live music on the weekends from 1 till 4, and a full dinner menu Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights till 9, and weekends till 5. Chandler Hill is also the perfect venue for weddings and corporate meetings or parties. Chandler Hill not only makes a great local wine, but also purchases from world-class winemakers on the West Coast. For more information on venue space and dinner and wine pairings, visit ChandlerHillVineyards.com.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills, smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts, see BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today.
The hottest deals of deer season are disappearing soon. Act now to get 0% financing on new John Deere compact tractors, utility tractors, and hay tools. Or choose big cash off. These offers won't last long. So hurry in today. Offer ends July 31st, 2014. Subject to approved credit on John Deere financial installment plans. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Visit McLean Implement in Albion, Flora, Benton, Norris City, or Wayne City. Or online at McLeanIMP.com or MyJohnDeereDealer.com.
TriStar Imports, your Mercedes-Benz dealer in Ellisville, is moving and has clearance pricing on our entire loaner fleet, executive lease turn-ins, and all pre-owned Mercedes-Benz units with savings up to $10,000. And since we're moving, we need to sell everything. And you can save up to $10,000 with similar savings on all Mercedes on our lot. Don't miss TriStar's moving sale going on now. TriStar Imports in Ellisville on Manchester Road, 1 mile west of Clarkson. Online at TriStarMercedes.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
For several days on Memorial Day and Veterans Day, we've played Ballad of the Green Berets. I like Ballad of the Green Berets. It reminds me of being in high school. 1966 it was released. It was a huge hit. In fact, it was number one on the Billboard charts for a month. It beat the Beatles, the Stones. Think of every big name, all the Motown stuff. It knocked them all down and sat at the top of the charts. That's how big this song was. This Barry Sadler, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, dropped out of school after just 1 year of high school. He only had one full year of high school. And at 17, he hitchhiked across the country for about a year, just trying to figure out what he wanted to do. And at 17, he enlists in the Air Force. And they stationed him in Japan. He was a radar technician. He got discharged, and he turned around and re-enlisted and went in the Army because he wanted more excitement. He volunteered for the U.S. Special Forces. Now, Special Forces, you know, Green Beret, there's Navy SEALs, but there are all kinds of Special Forces. It's very difficult to pass all the tests, but he did. So he had lengthy training as a combat medic at Fort Sam Houston in Texas. He went to South Vietnam. And in May of 1965, Barry Sadler was on a combat patrol in the Central Highlands southeast of Pleiku. He was wounded in the knee by a feces-covered punji stick. They used to lace things with bacteria and things that would make you sick or have to have your leg amputated. So he gets this feces-covered thing in his knee, starts taking an antibiotic he was already taking an antibiotic for dysentery. Can you imagine being over there and having diarrhea, dysentery? So he's got that going, and the stick with the feces didn't do him any further harm. He lucked out there. And they said he used a cotton swab and an adhesive bandage, finished the patrol, but developed a serious infection in his leg. So they flew him to Walter Reed Hospital in the United States. His doctors had to surgically enlarge the wound to drain it and give him penicillin. While he was recuperating, he heard Senator Robert F. Kennedy dedicate a new JFK Center for Special Warfare at Fort Bragg. And he said later on in his life that he made himself a promise that if he could successfully recover from this infection and not lose his leg, that he would give away the rights to the song that he was helping write at the time, which was the Battle of the Green Berets. And he did recover, and he kept his word. Now, do you remember the rest of this guy's life story after he got out of the military?
No.
It's really bizarre. In December, in fact, December 1st of 1978, about 11 o'clock at night, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler killed a country music songwriter. The guy's name was Lee Emerson Bellamy. One gunshot to the head. Boom. Killed him. There'd been a dispute, been going on for about a month, over, what else, a woman named Darlene Sharp. Darlene Sharp was this songwriter's former girlfriend, and she was at the time Barry Sadler's lover. The songwriter, Bellamy, Lee Bellamy, did not like that she was involved with Sadler. And there were witnesses at the trial that gave the same testimony that prior to the shooting, this guy Bellamy had made harassing phone calls to Barry Sadler, had threatened his life. So on the night of December 1st, this guy, again, made harassing phone calls to Barry Sadler and one to the Natchez Trace restaurant where Sadler and this girl were having dinner and drinks with some friends. So this guy shows up. Sadler asks the bartender to call the police. There's going to be trouble here. The police never showed up. So I don't know if the call was never made or they just didn't show. So this guy, Bellamy, follows Barry Sadler to his residence, knocks on the door. Sadler gets out a side door to try to escape this guy. This Bellamy proceeds to approach him. Sadler said in court he thought he saw a flash of metal. He thought it was a gun, so he fired, shot the guy in the head and killed him. Then they prove later that the songwriter was unarmed, and the flash of metal was probably just his car keys. So here's what's really interesting. After the shooting, according to the court records, Barry Sadler placed a handgun in this songwriter's van, tried to set him up, make him look like he had a gun. Sadler changed his plea later to guilty. He had pled not guilty. When they proved he planted this gun, things weren't going well and not looking good for him. So June 1st, 1979, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler was convicted of voluntary manslaughter. The death of this guy got 4 to 5 years in prison. There was an appeal, and because of technicalities and certain circumstances, Barry Sadler only did 21 days in jail. It was reduced time served. Now, this is where it really gets good. Barry Sadler was killed because he was also shot in the head. It was 1989. He was in a cab, and there was a robbery. And in the course of trying to shoot at one of the robbery suspects or one of the suspects shooting at the police or something, he was just in the wrong place at the wrong time. And after all this other stuff, Barry Sadler gets shot in the head and killed in a taxi cab. And he wasn't part of anything that was going down. So here is the song that made him very famous. Got him on the Ed Sullivan Show. He was on American Band. I mean, this guy couldn't have been more famous for... certainly 1966, Staff Sergeant Barry Sadler, a real Staff Sergeant, who wrote, co-wrote, and sings the song.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men we'll test today, but only three win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Barry Sadler, Green Beret. We're going to do some business, take a break, and come back. A couple things coming up next hour. Every year, and this happened this week multiple times, I get emails saying, please play Driving with Private Malone. Yes, we will play that song. But I have another one next hour to add to it. Dan, are you familiar with the song, I Drive Your Truck? Lee Bryce?
No.
This is very much like the Private Malone thing. Do you know it, Peon?
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, I'll tell you the story behind it, too, and it has to do with a songwriter named Connie Harrington who heard a news story and saw an interview, and boom, it just sparked this idea, and what a great idea and what a great song called I Drive Your Truck. That's all I'll tell you for now, but stick around. We'll play that next hour, too. Ballast Dental Care is... Well, it's the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. Been around for about 45 years. I'm guessing I'm within a year or two because I've been there 41, and I know they were there 3 or 4 years before I started going there. Don't know how many people are in the staff. I know they can accommodate 10 patients. Not a day or a month, but I mean at one time there are that many individual rooms, so it's a sizable staff. But as big as they are, it has the feel of a dentist that would be in a town of 10,000 people, meaning they know everybody's names, every patient's names, they know their family. They're people who treat you like people. And they know that people who come in there, especially people coming there for the first time, are scared to death. Now, the people who are coming to Ballast Dental Care for the second, third, fourth, fifth, they're not scared because they've already been there. They know what this experience is going to be like. So it's okay if you're scared and you haven't been before. You're scared because of some other experience you had somewhere else. Well, that's not Ballast Dental Care. And if you'll just make one appointment, whether your teeth are in horrible shape or perfect shape, I don't need to know the reason. You just need to know there's a place to go where you don't ever have to ever be afraid again to go to the dentist. If you think I'm exaggerating this, then you make that appointment and you let me know after you've been there. They'd love to have you as a new patient. Please tell them your AM and the PM. And for a limited time, because they haven't told me it's over yet, that consultation for oral sedation and the pill itself, which together cost $350, will cost you nothing because you're AM and the PM. I would get on that before that goes away. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, ballastdentalcare.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Wiley.
Got a new accident. Now it's on southbound 270 south of Tesson Ferry, and there must be lane blockage because things are really starting to back up now. Right now it's at the Clayton Road overpass. You also have that accident. It's on eastbound 64 in Illinois near Highway 111. And we're looking slow on westbound 40 now from Hampton through McCausland and from Ballast out through Mason. And this traffic report is brought to you by Exxon and Mobil. At Exxon and Mobil stations, their quality gasolines are the energy behind your journeys, helping you get better fuel economy. Learn more at Exxon.com or Mobil.com. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Martin Kilcoyne Show.
Counting you down to the holiday weekend, we'll hit the rewind button. Things you may have missed on the Kilcoyne Show, whether it was Rick Riley or the new viral video sensation, the kid that does the Billie Jean impression, outstanding. All part of the rewind. Also, Joe Williams, Post Dispatch, film critic, will set the table for the movies this holiday weekend. And, of course, weekend update.
The Martin Kilcoyne Show, weekdays from 10 a.m. until 1 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no.
about?
Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm going to.
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. This week, get Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Coffee for $5.99. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 5/24/14, limit 2 per customer, while supplies last.
Enjoy a taste of Greece without the airfare this Friday through Monday at the Assumption Greek Orthodox Church near Manchester and I-270. Enjoy delicious Greek food and pastries, plus Greek music and dancers. Visit stlgreekfest.com for more information. Hoppa!
The Big 550.
KTRS. St. Louis.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. We already knew they were going to lay off workers as part of a restructuring plan, but today HP